Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. I did just spill my coffee all over myself when I went to take a sip because I don't have any straws left. So that was a fun way to start this episode. But I'm actually very excited because we're starting a new series on the podcast, and it's going to be called My Wellness Favorites of the Month. And every single month at the end of the month, I'm going to post an episode that rounds up everything that I've loved. There might be some repeats, some products that I still use, and just pretty much my diehard products. But I don't want to keep it just to products because you guys know me. I really like sharing habits. I like sharing things that I've tried with fitness or quotes that I've learned, anything like that. So this is really going to be a roundup of everything. We have rituals, products, fitness, food, you name it, I'm going to talk about it. So that's what today's episode is. Before we get into it, we're going to go into my segments of the week. I have my obsessions, my dislike, and also my word of the week. So let's just get started. I miss you guys. I haven't talked to you in like a week. So it always feels like so much happens between every single week that I record, which is also fun because then I get to catch you guys up. But let's start with my not your typical obsession of the week, which has been starting and ending the day at the beach. I did this twice this week, and I feel like this is something that, because I live in California, it seems so typical. It's like, yeah, of course we're going to go walk at the beach, or we're going to run to the beach in the morning before work. And I feel like it's even crazy saying that out loud. And my whole point is that Hunter and I have been talking a lot lately that we just really want to count our blessings in our life and feel really present, one, and two, actually be grateful for what's in front of us. Because when you live a certain life, you get used to it. And maybe that's warm weather where you are, or even cold weather where you are, or living next to the beach, or living next to your gym, or having a grocery store right under your apartment. There's always going to be positives to your life and blessings that you're currently living in that you used to wish for. But when you're living in it, it's very hard to notice it or even put the focus on it. And I think whenever I'm struggling a lot in my personal life, I put a lot of focus on whatever it is that I'm struggling with, and I don't put the focus on the tiny blessings that we have every single day. So that's just a conversation that Hunter and I have been having. And this past week, we started going to the beach a little bit more just because it's starting to get a little bit more warm in California. It's kind of approaching the springtime, which is one of my favorite times of the year. And we just realized that starting the day at the beach or ending it has been really helpful for our mental health, living in the moment, just feeling relaxed throughout the day. It's just really nice. And obviously, also when you're doing an activity, if you're going to the beach or maybe going to a workout class or maybe grabbing coffee with your friend before work, it's an activity that kind of keeps you off your phone. And I've mentioned this in like every single episode, but when I go on my phone in the morning, I will have a shitty day. So this is just kind of another way to really focus on starting the day in a good way. So I obviously live close to the beach, therefore it's possible for me. And this is just another example where if you're listening to my podcast and maybe I am trying to inspire you to add something into your morning routine that starts and ends your day in a good way, but it might not be this exact thing. The point is just find something that is a constant that you can start your day that way or end your day that way that truly makes you happy. And that could be reading, it could be journaling, it could be making your favorite matcha, coffee, tea, whatever it is. Eggo waffles, whatever makes you happy, start the day like that. And yeah, I'm just really, really focusing on that and being present, being grateful for it, especially first thing in the morning and last thing of the day. So that has been my obsession this week. My not your typical dislike is honestly a small one, but it's something that I was thinking about this week because I've been booking a lot of my trips for the year because a lot of my best friends are getting married, which is so exciting. I'm so thankful that one, I am getting invited to my friends' bachelorettes and being in their weddings and even just being invited to the wedding. Most of my friends are getting married out of California too, so all of the weddings and bachelorettes and things that we have this year are trips for us. And anybody who listens to my podcast knows I'm a homebody. I just feel most calm at home. I obviously struggle with anxiety, and I used to really push myself and travel a lot, but honestly, I haven't really done that in the past year because I started to realize that I just don't like it and I don't have an urge to travel. I feel like that's honestly weird to say because every time I talk to someone, they're like, oh, I want to go to Paris. I want to go to Tulum. I want to go to Florida, wherever. And I just don't really have that in me because I just don't like to travel. I like to be home. And I felt this way when I lived in Arizona. I feel this way here. I just, I'm a homebody. It makes me feel more comfortable. But I also like pushing myself. And I also like showing up for my friends. So obviously a lot of the trips that I have are non-negotiables. They're things that I would never miss in a million years. And I think maybe that also puts a little bit more pressure on me, is knowing that I can't say no, don't want to. Like, I'm saying I can't for myself. I'm not going to say no because I want to show up for my friends. And of course, they want me to show up for them as well. That's why they invited me. And I'm honestly honored about that. It makes me feel so good because there was definitely a part of my life in college where I felt like I wasn't making all the friends that everybody else was making who were joining sororities and moving into their dorms and meeting all these new people. I just wasn't having that experience because I did online college. A lot of my friends were joining their sororities, and obviously I've always had my staple friends, but I just felt like I wasn't having the experience that everybody else was having. So it's kind of been a struggle in my life. And there was a point where if I could see into the future and see now the friendships in my life and just feeling included in them, and I would be like crying of excitement and tears of joy. So I try to remember that all the time. Like I said at the beginning, we're constantly living in the blessings that we once wished for. It's just hard to see them. So I'm trying to notice them when I see them and not focus on the negative, which for me would be the fear of getting thrown out of routine, the fear of flight anxiety, the fear of being far away from home. I feel like when I have all these thoughts, which all these things are obviously rational thoughts, and I don't want to say that I shouldn't feel that way because I don't want to invalidate myself, but I genuinely think they're overthinking thoughts. They're things that I shouldn't be worried about. Doesn't mean that me saying I shouldn't be worried about it is going to help it and actually make me not worried about it. So I'm just trying to shift the focus on, I'm just so grateful to even be invited on these trips and be able to go and spend time with my friends. So I wish I could change that about me, but it's who I am and I have to accept that. And not everybody is someone who loves traveling and is free-spirited and adventurous in that sort of way. And I'm adventurous in my own type of ways. Like, I literally went to the beach this morning and jumped in the water at 8 a.m. before I started work, and I didn't have to do that. And to me, that's adventurous. So even just the small things, if you're listening, I think we need to give ourselves more credit. Even just going and getting coffee with a friend or putting yourself out there online, these things are hard. Or even just showing up for yourself and trying to change what it is in your life that you're working towards. If it's a fitness goal, if it's a career goal, if it's working on self-love, these things are huge. And I am trying to realize that about myself and give myself credit for them. So yeah, it's a negative, obviously, to feel anxious about things coming up, but I'm going to work really hard this year not to let it affect me. And I'll definitely update you guys because I have one trip every single month this year. And I'll just update you guys as life goes on the podcast, how I'm truly doing and what I'll do also to combat that. So that if anyone else is in the situation where they have trips coming up or they are on trips and they feel that pressure, that I can try and help relieve that and just remind you guys, just like I remind myself, that it is totally okay to get thrown out of routine. It's totally okay to go enjoy yourself and not focus on that anxiety feeling, whatever it's stemming from. So those are my obsessions and dislikes of the week. My word for next week is going to be ocean, because I have made a big priority to go to the ocean more as the sun starts coming out and stuff, especially since we are traveling a lot this year. I just really want to enjoy our home and just live in the moment while we are home. So let's get into the actual episode. I'm going to start with the category of rituals, because I feel like when I put out a favorites episode of some sort, it gets a little overwhelmed with products, and I don't really like pushing products because I'm genuinely not somebody that buys a lot of products. I legit, if my shampoo and conditioner runs out in the shower, I will use Hunter's for like 3 weeks before I convince myself to go pay for another refill of it. I'm not kidding. That's just how I am. So I'm really not someone that is constantly buying products. I think fashion, maybe that's where my shopping addiction gets me, but just products and spending money frivolously is really not something I do. So I don't want to promote that in these episodes. I really want to share like my favorite music, my favorite fitness trends, things like that. So I'm going to start with rituals. And this is something I can't take credit for, but it blew my mind. It has helped me so much. And I want to give credit to the creator that posted it. She posted, I think it was a quote from Pinterest, but her name is Samantha Rao. I don't know how to say her last name. R-E-I-H-L. Just found her on TikTok. She posts a lot of wellness stuff and just lifestyle things. But the meditation that she posted in this Pinterest quote was a shower meditation. And it said, when you're in the shower, focus on the water hitting your body, and as it comes off your body and goes down the drain, think of it as any negative energy in your life. So negative thoughts, anxious feelings, maybe a situation that happened at work, maybe a situation that happened with a friend, or any relationship struggles, any mindset issues, self-love struggles, anything that feels negative in your life, think of it legit going down the drain of the shower. And this has really helped me the past couple of weeks, because an emotion that I've been feeling a lot is just sadness, like feeling really separate from my family in Arizona and my best friends in Arizona. I don't want to cry in this episode. I have not cried on the podcast in a while, but I just feel like I miss home a lot, and that feeling hasn't gone away since I moved here. Sometimes it'll go away for a little bit and then it comes back, and California is obviously home to me. A lot of my friends here are home to me, but my heart is just split into two, which is hard. But then I also have Hunter, and I feel like we just create a home wherever we go, which is nice. But yeah, anyway, sometimes I just get really sad about that. So it'll affect me, and it will really impact my entire day. If I wake up and I just instantly feel sad about it, I feel like I'll just carry it through the entire day, and I just genuinely feel sad. And when I've been in the shower, I've been trying to focus on that meditation where I'm like rinsing off the sad feelings, and it has helped me because I'm such a visual person and I really like analogies, and I like honestly quotes and cheesy things. Like, I'm a cheesy person, which is funny because I feel like on the outside I actually have a hard shell, which doesn't really seem like it with the podcast because I open up so much on the podcast and share the side of me that's more inside of me. But in my personal life, when I meet someone or I'm just starting a friendship, I don't open up the way that I do on my podcast, and I don't share that side of me. So any of my friends would tell you that I have a really hard outside, and that's always how I've been. But deep down to the core, the mushy gushy things just make me feel good. That's why I love talking about self-love and the things that I do for myself. And I truly feel like this is a self-love habit of just getting rid of those negative thoughts. And it just helped me. And especially with anxiety, just feeling like it's washing off you was really a good feeling and honestly satisfying. So try it next time you're in the shower. See if you like it. My next category is actually going to be makeup, which I put cream products. Specifically, I really like the Rare Beauty and the Merit products. I used to be a matte makeup person, and if you like matte makeup, then wear matte makeup. Not saying it's like out of style or something, and who am I to even say anything like that? I'm not a makeup guru, but I do love makeup and I do watch a lot of makeup tutorials, and I've just gravitated towards cream products. I feel like it looks really nice on my skin. I feel like it wears really well throughout the day, and I personally like a glowy look. So even if it does make my face start to feel a little oily, I honestly don't hate that, which is funny because I used to hate that so much. Like, I would buy every matte product and pack on a bunch of powder on my face, and that's totally fine. That's definitely a look, and I've just gravitated towards that glowy look, and I've found that cream products are the best products to do that. I do have a highlight that I really like from Anastasia that isn't cream, and it does give me that glowy, pretty look, but I recently switched over to a Rare Beauty highlighter, and it's a world of a difference. So I've never really been a cream full face of makeup person, but I'm really transitioning into that. The only thing is my eyelids always make the product fall off if it's just cream. So I'll do eyeshadow on my eyes, and then just around my nose, I'll put a little bit of the Laura Mercier pressed powder, and it just makes the makeup come together, and I really like it. So that's been a makeup favorite of mine. The next category I wanted to share was music. And you guys know, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, music is one of my favorite genres in my life, my favorite part of working out, my favorite part of spin, my favorite part of driving. And music has always been a really big escape for me. I will legit drive for 2 hours and listen to an album. Or honestly, if there's a song that just makes me feel good, I could listen to it over on repeat for an hour straight and it would genuinely help me. So I've just always been a music person. I don't really share music that much just because I don't know, it's like always changing, or I'll go through ruts where I just like the same things over and over. But this is crazy to me because the only category I've never been in touch with is country music. I feel like every time I start to like country music, I get embarrassed because I feel like I like just the basic stuff. So I don't want to say, oh, I like this country music artist, and everyone's going to be like, that's barely country. I don't know. I just like never got into country. But I really, really like Zach Bryan, and I know that he's huge on TikTok and stuff, so I'd probably sound dumb even saying this, but I really like Zach Bryan's music. I've been playing it in the car. If I play music by myself, that's how I know I like it, because I'm genuinely not playing it for anybody else, and it makes me feel good. Plus, I love driving and listening to music, so I'm never going to waste my time and play something I just like half like. So yeah, I've been liking country, which is crazy. If you have any recommendations, give me some. I love just trying new music too, but that is my music category. Nothing too crazy. Before we keep going to the next category, I want to share another favorite of mine, which is ZocDoc. They are a sponsor of today's podcast because I use ZocDoc like way more than I want to admit. You guys can actually check out ZocDoc for free and download the ZocDoc app today. You can find and book a top-rated doctor. Most of them are available within 24 hours. They also help with anything under the sun. I'm telling you guys, if you stub your toe, you twist your ankle, you feel sick, you have symptoms, and you just want somebody to share that to, ZocDoc is one of my favorite companies, and I trust them, so that's why I wanted to bring them to you guys. They make it so easy to book local doctors who take your insurance. You can do video visits. There's no insurance hassles or surprise bills. They're top rated. 90% of patients gave these primary care doctors 5-star reviews. They have dentists with the shortest wait times. And most importantly, most of the time, they can get you in within 24 hours, which makes it super, super accessible. Download the ZocDoc app for free today. Then find and book a top-rated doctor. Don't forget, you guys can use my code and go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then you can get started on finding and booking a top-rated doctor today. Again, many are available within 24 hours. So if you need anything, definitely go to them. Thank you again, ZocDoc, for sponsoring today's podcast. And let's move to my next category. My next category is skincare. Something I have really incorporated the past 6 months, but the reason I'm going to share it today is because I got a new product specifically that I wanted to share. But I have been trying to learn more about cell turnover, because that's what makes your skin just feel vibrant, plump, and feel renewed every single day. And I didn't used to exfoliate my skin because I'm very, very sensitive. So I never wanted to use an exfoliator because I felt like no matter what, even if it was a gentle one, I heard horror stories before, I just didn't want it to disrupt my skin in any type of way. But two things. One thing that I've been doing after spin is washing my face immediately. The second I get out of a spin class, I go and I just splash water on my face, because I feel like that's better than doing nothing and just letting all of the dirt and whatever bacteria is on the towels I use and the sweat and stuff. So that's one way I feel like I'm cleansing my skin. And then another way is I'm exfoliating. And I only exfoliate once a week, but I use the Dr. Dennis Gross peel pads. Those I have been using for a while, but I stopped using them because I didn't know what they did, honestly. I just was like using them for fun, and they're obviously expensive, so I didn't want to repurchase them. But I have noticed a really big difference from stopping using them and then restarting. And it just makes my skin feel really good. And I'm saying I have very, very sensitive skin. It helps with cell turnover. It helps with cleansing my skin. And then the other thing that has been helping that is retinol, which obviously do your research before you use any skincare products, especially if you have sensitive skin. But I do retinol every other night, and I only do 1 to 1.5 pumps, and I use the Shawnee Darden one, which I find Shawnee Darden, that brand, is really minimal. There's nothing crazy in it that affects my skin. So yeah, focusing on cell turnover is the theme of my skincare favorite, and I feel like it really has made a huge difference in just like the glowy effect of my skin. Next category is food, which if you guys know, I used to have a foodie girl Instagram, and I say used to because I just decided I wanted to share everything on my personal page. It didn't really feel necessary to have two pages. Plus, I have a podcast page. I have an Instagram. I have a TikTok. I have a YouTube channel. I have a podcast, and it just felt kind of overwhelming. I've also been working on a fitness project. So eventually I'm going to have a website that you guys will be able to go on and stuff. So it just felt like there was too many things that I was focusing on, and it almost was confusing to you guys because sometimes people would be like, wait, is this also you? Like, I'm confused. And yeah, I just share some of my recipes on my Instagram, but all of my recipes live on my TikTok. Anyway, I am a huge foodie. I love making recipes. I love just finding simple foods that make me feel good. So I want to do the category of food because I feel like we all can relate in this category, and it's something we can all do. We can all cook the same recipe. I have two that I wanted to mention. The first one is egg roll in a bowl. This is the best recipe in the entire world. I first saw this recipe on Maggie McDonald's YouTube channel, I think, and I kind of switched it just to make it my own recipe, but I've been doing ground chicken. I'll marinate that with ginger and garlic. I add teriyaki sauce and then cabbage mix, then rice, and then I plate it, and that's literally it. And it is the best dinner or lunch. It makes for really good leftovers. You can top it with avocado. I've been topping it with the Siete jalapeno sauce. It's just like the best recipe I've ever made. It's so good and so easy. Hunter makes it, and it's easy. So wanted to share that one. And then my next one is the Hailey Bieber soft serve smoothie. I made it into a smoothie just because I feel like it's kind of extra to make soft serve at home. Even though I have the creamy, I just legit never use it. But if you guys don't know what Erewhon is, it's a grocery store in LA. They always do collaboration smoothies. I actually don't think I've ever had the Hailey Bieber smoothie. I've only been to Erewhon like 10 times probably, and I always get the same thing every time I go because there's not one near me. I don't live next to LA, so if I'm going to make the 2-hour drive, I have to get something I know that I like. And I usually just get the buffalo cauliflower and salmon and sweet potato bowl. But they have a smoothie with a Hailey Bieber that's gone viral, and it's just a strawberry smoothie. And then recently they made it into a soft serve with this peanut butter and chocolate on top. So I wanted to recreate that at home, and I'm telling you, it's the best recipe I've ever made because, like, my recipe, obviously I just said the egg roll in a bowl is the best food I've ever had that I've made, but, like, out of recipes that I created, this one is my favorite. Also, I put a lot of skin-loving ingredients in it, like collagen, avocado, strawberries for antioxidant, coconut yogurt, a lot of stuff in it is good for the skin, and the Hailey Bieber smoothie is a skin smoothie, that's why she came out with it. It has, like, hyaluronic acid in it, which I did not put in mine, but aside from it being a skin-loving smoothie, which is kind of fun, I just love the flavor of it. And I loved putting the chocolate chips on it. Typically, I wouldn't do that in a smoothie because I felt like it wouldn't go. But I was recreating the soft serve recipe, so I put peanut butter on top and chocolate chips, and it was amazing. Plus, I made the actual cup really cute because I like made a homemade strawberry jam and put that on the cup with coconut yogurt and then poured the smoothie in. And throughout the drink, when you're drinking it, you get some glimpse of that. And it was just so good. I actually think I'm going to go make that today. But that's also my Instagram, so you guys can see that recipe. So that's my food category, both my favorites right now. Then we have the fitness category, which is actually our last category today. And I put magic sauce. And the reason I put this is because me and my best friend Katie, we FaceTime all the time. And recently she has tried Pilates and she like is obsessed with it. 0 to 100. She wants to become a Pilates instructor and already signed up for Pilates instructor training. That's how much it's changed her life in the past like month. And we've been talking about how we have found the magic sauce with fitness because Katie and I both have lifted our entire lives. We worked at Orange Theory together. We used to go to the gym together. We talk about fitness all the time. We love lifting. It's our escape. We're huge, huge lifters. So you get the point. In our heads, we just didn't think we'd ever love anything as much as that. So obviously, over the years, I realized that I love spin. And I've also gotten into Pilates. I don't love it the same way that I love lifting. Katie does. But the point of this conversation is that both of us have been cross training and incorporating at least 2 to 3 days a week lifting and then implementing Pilates with it. I only go to Pilates like once a week. I either do bar or Pilates once a week, and then Katie's been going twice a week to Pilates. And we were just talking about how the mix between that high intensity lift and the low intensity Pilates is actually incredible. Like, we have never felt more strong, more flexible, more mobile. Like, it's just such a good mix. I'm telling you guys, it is actually the secret sauce. And as a CPT, I'll give you guys a little bit of advice for if you're going to mix the two. I would recommend doing a push day, a pull day, and a leg day in your lifting circuit. And it doesn't have to be back to back. It can be Monday legs, Tuesday Pilates, Wednesday spin, Thursday pull, Friday push. And you can mix it together like that or do it back to back. Like I said, push, pull, legs, and then Pilates or something like that. But I just recommend if you're going to lift 3 times a week to just get in a push day, a pull day, and a leg day. It's a good full body roundup by the end of the week. And I obviously love doing spin because it's cardio and helps me mentally, helps me physically, obviously, with my endurance, my cardiovascular health. You could find a different style of movement, like maybe walking or going on a run, whatever type of movement that you really like for cardio. And I just feel like the mix between those three, cross training, cardio, it could be low intensity too. It could be going on walks, lifting, and spin. It's the magic sauce. There's no better way to say it. And if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, that's okay. But I highly recommend trying it out if it's something that sounds interesting to you. But that is my episode today. I have been so excited to share this one because I just like sharing what actually works for me, because we see so much online and it's like, what do I try? These are just my true, honest opinions. It's okay if you have different opinions than mine. And maybe we could also start the conversation of sharing what your favorites are. I'll post every single month the episode title on my Not Your Typical Instagram. And in the comments, you guys can share some of your favorites that you guys have had throughout the month, which I think is really fun. So thank you guys so much for listening to the episode today. I have a few guests lined up for the next couple of episodes, which I'm really excited about. So don't forget to put your post notifications on with the podcast. Follow me on Instagram. I always share when I post a new episode. And I also repost all the time whenever you guys comment like that you're listening, or you put on your story a little graphic. Also, you guys are so creative. I feel like every time I go on Instagram and I look at the story shares, first of all, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know, it's still not real to me when I hear of you guys listening, or if I meet someone in person and they're like, oh yeah, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, are you serious? Because I just feel like the podcast is so much more on a personal level than anything else. Like, obviously I share my recipes for fun and stuff, and I don't know, Instagram, I just feel like, and TikTok, and even sometimes YouTube, I feel like it can just be about something else, not me. It's like about my food, or it's about my outfit, or what I'm doing that day. And that's fun. I obviously love that. And it's actually healthy for me to kind of separate sometimes. But the podcast is just obviously all about the tangents and rants. So if you're here, it truly means a lot to me. And I just feel like anytime I meet someone and they're like, oh, I've genuinely listened to all of your podcast episodes, I'm like, okay, we're already friends. Cause like, you know, that side of me. And even just the fact that you would put the time to get to know me in that way and almost like respect my opinion on things means so much to me. So Yeah. Maybe eventually we could do something in person. I would love to meet you guys and just become friends in real life, because it obviously already feels like we're friends. And I even message you guys all the time. And there's so many of you that constantly message me, like, I know you by now. And I just think it would be so cool to bring everybody together. And also you guys get to meet each other. I know we're all spread out everywhere, so that part's hard. But maybe if we did it in advance enough, you know, some of you could make a trip out of it, or I don't know. I think it'd be fun to do some sort of meetup in California, maybe do a Patrick spin class and then go to the beach or something. I will try and think of something for the future. But again, thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I love you guys. I hope you have the best week, and I will talk to you guys in March. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.